We were driving on the highway and I saw the car swerve and hit the median and a piece of her car fell off.
I was hit head on by a drunk driver in 2015 in North Carolina and we collided and it knocked me back about 1,500 feet.
I was driving behind a pickup truck with a speedboat. The wind blew the inner tube out of the boat and it came back and slammed into the front of the tractor, which made a really ugly noise.
I just scraped the whole side of the van down this big column in the parking garage at my building.
I have a couple accidents, but the most impressive one was a back road. I started to slow down and my wheels locked up and I went off the road under the fence. I was terrified.
I remember it was maybe the last time my parents were in town. We were driving on the highway and I saw a woman who she looked like college age, so probably had not been driving super long, but she was most certainly texting. She was in the lane next to us, definitely texting. And then so I was like, okay, I'm gonna let her like get ahead. And then she got into the lane ahead of us in the passing lane. We basically switched spots. And then I saw the car swerve and hit the median and a piece of her car fell off. And saw her stop for a second, and then she, I imagine with her tail between her legs, got off at the next exit and looked to assess the damage and everything. But I've definitely seen people on their phone, but I've never seen like the immediate results of what can happen from that.
Been in a few accidents. I was hit head on by a drunk driver in 2015 in North Carolina. Actually, this individual was in a Toyota 4Runner. I was in a Civic. She was sitting back from an intersection in the Outer Banks that wasn't well lit, and she was sitting in my lane facing me. So I actually had nowhere to go, and I couldn't see her, and we collided, and it knocked me back probably about 1,500 feet with the impact. I was doing probably about 45 miles an hour. Unfortunately, it broke my wrist, and I had to recover from that. I never got knocked out, and thankfully, I was able to get myself out of the car. But I tell you what, that was an experience. And because of there was alcohol involved, they had to reset my wrist and everything. And I couldn't take any pain meds for it because I still had to get tested by the local law enforcement. So that was an experience.
I was driving to Chicago and I got to Chicago one day, made it to the terminal, found my trailer and was heading out of Chicago. I was going about 25 miles an hour behind a pickup truck with a speedboat. And I'm kind of guessing they were in Chicago, went out on Lake Michigan, was having some fun, was driving home probably. At certain times, traffic slowed down. I'm looking down on it. I see cooler and life jackets. And when we got going down the road, it opened up, got going a little faster. Eventually, the wind blew the inner tube out of the boat. And it came back and slammed into the front of the tractor while I was going down the highway. And it was a pretty interesting accident to explain to my safety manager at the trucking company that a tube flew out of the back of the boat. It didn't do a lot of damage to the truck. But I got out, took pictures with my cell phone, and probably the strangest thing that I've seen out on the highway. There was enough straps on the tube so that one of the loose straps got in the front tire and yanked it into the suspension of the truck, which made a really ugly noise. The only major damage to the truck is that there's a little temperature sensor underneath the bumper to tell the fan to come on and off in an 18-wheeler. When you're sitting in traffic, the fan runs on an electric circuit, and the tube came up underneath there, got pulled by the tire, and it ripped the wires out of the temperature sensor. It didn't damage the bumper. It didn't damage the grill of the truck. It just made the truck overheat because the fan wasn't working.
I wrecked the van when it was a week old in the parking garage at my building, which was mortifying. It's horrible. We hadn't even made one payment. We had not made one payment on it. And I was used to driving a sedan and the parking garage was under the building and there were these gigantic big square columns and my parking space was around this one column. And I just took the corner the same way that I took it when I had the car, and it wasn't a big enough turn radius for that big vehicle, and I just scraped the whole side of the van down this big column. And I was just like, oh my God, please. At first I was like, oh, maybe it's just a little scratch. Got out, the whole side of the van was just crushed and scraped, and it was horrible. And I went upstairs to my office, and my boss, who I had a really good relationship with, he made a little bit of a snarky comment because I was late. And he was like, oh, I'm so glad you showed up. And as soon as he said something, I just burst out crying. And he was like, oh my God, what's the matter? What's the matter? I told him what happened. And he actually made me feel better because he told me that him and his wife backed into each other in their own driveway and wrecked both their cars. The door had to be replaced. The back quarter panel had to be replaced. It was not good.
I have a couple accidents, but the most impressive one was a back road. And I described it in nauseating details in my submission because I figured I had like really staunch competition. So I wanted to seem like a really good storyteller. So we could probably publish that afterwards. But the short end of the story is I took back roads to go to my mom's. My parents are divorced. They live like 20 minutes apart, which again, I was very fortunate for. And a lot of times when I was going from my dad's to my mom's house, I would take the back roads. Not really sure why. It was just like a slower pace, kind of cut cross lots instead of going around everything. But it was dirt roads and it was at the top of a hill. And there was this place where the road, it was like a 1.5 lane road. It wasn't even full two and no lines or anything like that. And then it changes over at the county line. You know, like a county line, especially where y'all are at in a smaller town, the road will change in some way, shape, or form. You'll notice the change. Well, this went from stone and gravel to dirt. It was a cold day, a cold time of year. It was 45-ish degrees, I want to say, that day, because there was still snow on the ground. But everything else was melted at my dad's house. So I wasn't worried about ice. I wasn't worried about the conditions of the road. I didn't think anything of it because it was one of those warm, sunny days after the snow. You're just not thinking of it. So I'm going down this road, going too fast per normal. I'm driving a red Pontiac Bonneville, which was an awesome car. It was so clutch. Had like red dashboard. Everything was red. It was so cool. But it did go fast. I tacked that car once. And I come over this little, just ever so slight, I guess you call it a knoll, like a slight hill. Wasn't really a hill. It was probably 200-300 yards to the stop sign at the end of the road. So I come up over this knoll, I see the stop sign. So just mentally, I'm like, okay, I got to start to slow down because there's no intersection. It's like a stop sign. You go left or you go right. And there's a field across the road. And I start to slow down and my wheels locked up. And if your wheels lock up and you're still moving at 45, 50 miles an hour, that's not great. And I was on a dirt road. The whole thing was like that. So I came up over the knoll, having a nice day. And I hit the brakes and I started to slide. And I just kept sliding. No slowing down, no stopping. Like you could try to turn the wheel, but if you turn the wheel, that could get bad too. It just seemed like the longest distance that I slid because I was, pardon the expression, pooping my pants the whole way. And I got to the intersection and I went off the road. Very grateful that it wasn't a bigger drop, but it was a little bit of a drop. And there was a barbed wire fence from like an abandoned pasture. I slid under the fence somehow, still bizarre to me. So the barbed wire went up and over my pretty red Bonneville and left scratch marks all over it and just stopped because there was probably 2 feet of snow where I was because it had drifted there a little bit. And the kicker of the story was I grew up getting stuck all the time. Again, I mentioned four-wheelers and snowmobiles. My dad had to rescue me so many times. I did the walk of shame so many times back to the house because I'd gotten stuck somewhere in the woods on everything. Four-wheelers, snowmobiles, cars, tractors, all the above. So the last thing I wanted to do was call him and tell him I got stuck because I ran the car off the side of the road. I was terrified. So I didn't. And this was thankfully in a time with cell phones. It was probably a flip phone. It definitely wasn't in a time of just texting people. Didn't exist back then. So I tried to find like a local neighbor that had a tractor, but I was also kind of nervous to walk up to a front door. None of that worked out. And I probably waited 1.5, 2 hours to finally call somebody. But I called my stepdad instead because I knew he wouldn't yell at me and make me feel bad. And he showed up and he had like a little Ford Ranger and pulled the car out. But it was this whole ordeal. It's so embarrassing. It was also really, really scary because I slid for probably a quarter mile. Just zero control. Ice, dirt. Didn't anybody get hurt, thankfully. Just hurt my pride.